You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey, please drink responsibly.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Today's episode is sponsored by DraftKings. Stay tuned because you'll hear more about DraftKings and all it has to offer throughout the show. DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Oh, shit, Otani. That's a monster international scandal. Are you kidding me? This is what we're going to wake up to this morning. A botched interview on a $1 billion economy. I'm not talking about the sport. I'm talking about the dude. Are you shitting me? How does something look this stupid? My mustache smells like glue.
You already have a mustache. Like, why did you put one on top of?
Well, because it's the costume. It's a grid of death punishment, and it's Ted Lasso. But the hat's too small. We've been buying cheap costumes. My wife's not happy with the Metal Arc budget on the costumes. Because this is not great. Like, we're a professional show addressing an international sports controversy, unlike many you've seen before, with the biggest star in baseball, and I should look like proper Ted Lasso. Have you seen the stuff Apple's making? How good it all looks? How expensive it all looks? Everything on Apple, everything is money. Like, not what you see on Netflix, where, like, it doesn't look all like money, like giant amounts of money. And look at how I look as Ted Lasso.
I mean, I guess the counterpoint would be we're not Party City. Like, we're not a Halloween costume store, so it's not exactly what our strength would be.
And if only your wife knew someone high at the company that could change the budget.
I think I need to change this. I think I do. I think I need to establish a Metal Arc budget so that you guys could keep accusing me of this costume kink. How about we just go bankrupt and spend all of DraftKings' money on costumes because we're creatives?
Did you, like, go winless this season? I mean, there is a lot of costumes.
I lost a lot. I lost like 15 or 16 times. I think it was 12 at one point. I owed 12 punishments at one point. And then I come in the other day and they tell me Stugatz is paid up. And I just don't understand the bookkeeping around here. Can't be right.
So should we wait with the jokes or do them now?
You can do the jokes now.
Fed Lasso.
The mustache, I'm having trouble with the hat, too. I got to do better on the hat.
That's a small visor.
That's my fault. The Otani story, I do want to get to the parts of this that are hugely fascinating, cultural, because the handling of a scandal right now, when you're talking about the L.A. Dodgers broke the economy of the sport when they got a giant regional television contract. It's all made for television stuff, all of sports is. And these regional contracts are why the Dodgers are able to have more players than anyone else. And you say, yeah, Mookie Betts, he'll be a shortstop because we got too many players everywhere. And the best of them is Babe Ruth for our era, the biggest star in sports, would be the biggest star in that sport. And undisputably, if he were American and we all kind of knew him and had a commercial campaign about him, he could bring back baseball individually doing what he does, not being from another country where he has to be careful with how he presents in interviews and you don't want scandals with your words. And so we never get to actually know you. The biggest star in baseball, we don't know you. We can't cross the language barrier. And he's tried. He keeps coming to us. He's now with the Dodgers, the biggest team in the sport. The biggest Asian. Ichiro helped make this sport international. And the Dodgers want to be the team not just for America, but because of the star they just got. They want Ohtani to represent the bridge to how much Japan loves baseball because of the... This has been some of the greatest trade between our country, is that their greatest stars are allowed to play over here. That wasn't always so, allowed to play over here. And the best of them in baseball is the guy now at the center of the controversy you cannot have, which is they don't pay interpreters that well. We'd all be interpreters if an interpreter had $4.5 million to lose gambling. We just saw in one of the big scandals you will ever see in sports right now that will mushroom cloud now because now the reporting starts on this for real and the investigating starts for real. But that interview, and you guys are going to have to help me with some of the details. Again, this dude is a billion-dollar economy. Whatever is said publicly on his behalf in his country has to be carefully monitored. Carefully monitored. It's a giant budget. The A's payroll this year is $18 million less than it was in 2007. This dude is a baseball team of an economy. He has multiple payrolls. And you cannot let him get embarrassed and look like not only is there a bad crime here, but they're bad at the cover-up too, because it looks like this interpreter is what Antoine once was for Udonis Haslam when there was an arrest here in Miami on marijuana in a car, and we all said we wanted an Antoine. Tell me I'm wrong that this interpreter, that the translator doesn't look today. Like, this is, look, I don't want to speak on behalf of a country, but when it comes, and especially a country that's not mine, but when it comes to cultural integrity and representing yourself a certain way, and not just as a citizen, but as an athlete on behalf of your sponsors in Japan, this scandal of integrity is a monster. And so now I ask you guys, what's true here? Because the reporting is early.
One knows. That's the thing. And best case scenario, it seems like maybe they told the truth at the beginning and Shohei still committed a crime. So best case scenario is he still committed a crime. Worst case scenario is he has a massive gambling problem. Yeah.
Dan, I went ahead and made a web here so you guys can kind of have an idea of what's going on with the Ohtani situation. Right, we have Ohtani here in the middle. Right. Yeah. And then from there, it goes to Mizuhara, who's his interpreter, his translator.
Yeah.
There's a couple questions I have around Mizuhara, right?
This still pretty comprehensive.
It was.
To me.
It is. So let's see if we can zoom in
this
here.
Story which,
Jessica,
board?
Jessica, have you participated? Is this a group project or is this just Tony? Tony has created.
No, this is a Tony thing.
All right. So,
so
Jessica, you're recusing yourself. You don't want to be seen near what it is that Tony has been told.
You know, I can't really read the handwriting yet.
I'm a doctor in some sense.
Ted Lasso. Right after the divorce. Mm. That's what you look like. Mm.
Divorced Ted
Spoiler
Lasso.
Alert.
Well, that's the whole character.
Did he look right after? He didn't look different than that in the pilot, did he? Right.
Well, Roy now tells me he signed the papers in the second season. So, you know what? I take it back.
Okay. Yeah, they were separated. And then in the middle of the show, he ended up finally signing the papers for divorce.
What was like
post-nuptial?
What was prime visor era? Like, visors are
90s?
An era that's behind us, correct?
Same as rollerblades.
It's Steve Spurrier.
I'm a visor gal. I'm not going to lie. I love a visor. I wear a visor for pickleball, golf, tennis, all the sports that I play down here in Miami. Which, by the way, I probably play more sports than anyone else in our entire show.
Yes.
And even I couldn't run a six-minute mile, yeah. Tony.
I didn't say shit about a six-minute mile. No, Taylor said he could smash a six-minute mile. I didn't say shit.
Well, Greg Cody first claimed that he could.
Oh, look at that. Reputation precedes me.
It burns the top of your head, Z.
If you don't have hair, yeah.
I have a ponytail, so
yeah,
my scalp is covered.
Tony, hold on a second. We will get to your chart because you've clearly investigated this better than both ESPN and the LA Times.
It seems like
you've gotten to the bottom of it. I want to know.
Close.
I feel like before we get into the nuts and bolts of what Tony thinks, we should kind of just explain what happened.
Yeah,
first.
Let's talk about real facts and then Tony's reality.
Yeah, I will in a second, but Jessica's brought up something slightly more important, which is what was the visor era? Was it Spurrier? Like Billy was that when I associate visors with someone making that champion, I don't know if cool, but fashionable, I associate Steve Spurrier with a visor and throwing a visor and just general guy who likes golf.
Head football coach.
I think of Gus Malzahn, too. He was a big visor guy for a while. Yeah. Visor vest situation.
Is anyone doing it well now? You're saying Ted Lasso's the latest. This is the reason that you're bringing it up.
Lane Kiffin does a good visor.
Put it on the poll, please, at Lebatard Show. Does Lane Kiffin do a good visor? Because he was a staple of Spurrier's because he would throw it.
Butch would rock a visor, too, even up until like 3 years ago at FIU. But like his visor was also like the padded visor that was from like the 80s. And I don't know where he was getting those made, but he was still rocking one. I was actually gifted a visor earlier this week. I was like at a school event and my daughter like used like one of those little bingo like dapper things. What are those things called? You know, when you're playing bingo, yeah, just the circle that you hit the, you know what I'm talking
you're
about?
You're asking
Dan?
Me?
Yeah, you've never played bingo?
Yes, you're just talking
it's
about
like a marker
the
almost.
Marker that yeah. leaves a splotch on your bingo card. I don't yeah. know what that's called.
It was decorated with that, and then I thought, you know what, I'm going to be a visor guy moving forward, and I haven't worn it since. But I haven't had the occasion.
Mike Gundy, big visor guy. Yeah. I feel like they're still in. I don't think they've gone anywhere.
But the examples that we're giving are all old men who no one would consider fashionable.
I might.
Spurrier wasn't that, but Spurrier did it with winning in a way that was cooler, I think. But I don't think any of us are talking about the fashion of this. I'm wondering whether right now the visor is something that is a good gift when if you're getting it at your kid's school. Or the visor, put it on the poll, please, Juju, at Lebatard Show. Is a visor a good gift?
Well, I don't think Mike Gundy has much of a choice in the matter because of that mullet.
That's what I mean. If you have a big ponytail, visor is the perfect yeah. headgear of choice because hats, very difficult. You have to fit the ponytail through the little thingy or through the bottom, which is uncomfortable. But a visor, you can have it high on your head, and the visor goes around it, and it's a perfect look.
When do you think the visor was invented, and what do you think the idea behind it was? Because you... whenever it is, you're trying to make sure that some of your hair is seen. You're trying not to cover all your hair because someone invented the visor because maybe you don't want to wear a hat because you think you're going bald and you don't want to have a hat always over your head.
When you want to cover your face, but you don't want to cover your head.
I think you emit a lot of heat from your head, which is why if you have the visor, you're actually cooler because the heat is going out of your
head. The visor's a cooling system. It's less sweat. And so you think it was invented not as a fashion thing of any kind, but like this is, we're going to streamline the aerodynamics of sport by making your head less hot when you're sweating.
Exactly. Shade and emitting less heat makes you cooler.
The visor was invented by William Bower in London for sports like horseback riding and golf in 1860, the Brooklyn Excisers wore headwear with a visor to shade the eyes while playing baseball. The New York Knickerbockers wore straw hats with a visor in April 24, 1849.
And so did we graduate from the visor to the baseball cap to the like do we how, like what order the visor must have been invented before the baseball cap? Is that what you're saying?
I'm going by what I'm seeing right
I
here.
Understand. You're blaming the internet. I get it. We're doing this in real time. There's some danger in doing it that way.
I'm seeing the hat was invented in 3200 BC.
the actual
baseball
hat.
Cap. No, that's a hat of any kind. That's a hat of any kind. I was talking about the baseball cap.
Ah, I'll get on.
What do you think the original hat looked like? What do you imagine that original hat looked like? Is it just a piece of cardboard?
A leaf, probably. Like a big-ass leaf that you put like a thing on. Just keep it moving, baby.
Wood?
In 1903, Spalding introduced the first stitched visor, which became the standard for baseball caps.
So, okay, the baseball cap.
So, wait, we started with the visor,
the
and then added the head cover
yes,
and not
yes. that's what, that's
the cap
what
you, and cut it off.
We're doing, this is what we learned today. Now, Chris, you were right, though, as the executive producer of the show, and I'm sorry, this crooked mustache makes me wacky. You're being a responsible person when you say, how about we give people who are just waking up and don't know this story, Dan, you're 15 minutes into the show, why don't you tell them what happened with Ohtani? Forgive me for that. I just assume that everyone's so connected at this point that you're getting news throughout the night from your iPhone seeped into your brain because you're just connected to it. And so you don't wake up in the morning and find out anything from us.
That would be great. I mean, some people would probably not like that, but I'd love if my phone just fed me all of the information I needed to know while I was asleep and I woke up and I had it.
Billy, you're a candidate for Neuralink already. Wow.
We're headed to all that stuff. I saw that the Washington University School of St. Louis or something like that had a 10-year research plan, and they now are ready to produce a pill that can produce the physical effects of working out without you working out. And we're
so
headed
a mini
there.
Heart attack without you running. Is that what we're doing?
Just you don't. I mean, you don't tell me I can't knock out the electric car and Musk all out of the economy if I invent a pill that makes people who don't want to work out just get the benefits of working out. I mean, that's what
that already exists. Go to any like spa or whatever. Just go to Hialeah. You have those boards that just vibrate and you stand on them. Some old people just don't even stand. They just sit and you stand on it with your feet and it just like shakes and you're like, good. Or they have like the ones that are like the electric like pulses
it's
that
like
go through.
It's like you do 20,000 ab crunches.
Exactly right. You're just laying there drinking like a Mai Tai and then they're doing like, oh, you just did 60,000 crunches. Here's a six pack. It's great. Strap it to your butt. Oh, the glutes.
Tony, I saw something I liked the other day. Was it Tony's Tonight? I don't want to give a spoiler alert, but you're traveling around some South Florida places that are funny because of how Hispanic they are. Can you tell me, please, whether you and anyone can pop up at one of these establishments to do exercise so that people can hear an old woman call you mi cielo?
Oh, mi rey. That would be mi rey there because I'm taking my shirt off. But yes, Dan, so there's something that we're going to play a little later today that is going to be that and a string of other things that we did around Miami. And we have more to come. So I can go to one of those like cool sculpting places or the ab crunchers, 80,000 crunches for a place. Like I could do that.
Miami is super weird. We'll get to more of the Ohtani stuff in a second. Miami is a super strange place, as Jessica has learned over the last 3 years. And
she just said I should go to a place and get massive Botox and come back like just like the weekend, just like all disfigured.
Yeah. I feel like South Florida was the hub, not just in baseball, but for anti-aging stuff. I feel like we were 15 years ahead of everybody else. Every corner down here, you could get a needle in your face and you'd be 25 forever. Like and then Manny Ramirez and A-Rod discovered them, and then they went through the tanning salons and stuff. They went through the cheaper, worse route. We had both botanicas. We had little shops anywhere where you wait a minute. You want to be 30 forever? Sure. Just put this in your forehead.
You want a BBL? I got you.
Don't ask any questions.
Did you guys see
tire pump? But whatever.
Did you guys see somewhat related to this Tracy Morgan's quotes yesterday, which were just incredible? I can out eat Ozempic.
Get me all of the quotes.
He's gained 40 pounds while landed, and his quote was, I can out-eat Ozempic.
Okay, so this stuff is still in the trial stage.
We're not using it for its correct intended use,
I know we were all experts all of a sudden on the vaccine. We were all experts in our own camps. But wherever it is you are on science, we're all good with Ozempic, right? Whatever the consequences are. What, skinny?
No.
And it doesn't matter? Skinny? Do you know how much money I can make if I tell fat people I got an exercise pill? You say we already have that. I got an exercise pill they've been working on in St. Louis for 10 years.
A school of Washington, though.
School of Washington in St. Louis. I didn't understand it.
Washington University in St. Louis. It's a very
different place.
It's like a medical research.
You see how we can get confused, though, right? It's Washington.
It's like Indiana University of Pennsylvania. It's one of those weird things you just
They have that?
My ignorance is showing there. I know that this is me problem, not anyone else's, but Tony was laughing at me because I said Washington and St. Louis, and now he's discrediting the whole paper that tells me that I'm soon going to have. Look, man, you think people are waking up to the Ohtani news this morning? The Ohtani news, and like, I didn't know that. They are shocked right now that I am telling them that there is a pill that you don't have to exercise and you'll have, you know, the physical benefits of exercise, which is where we're all headed. Like if you give Ozempic, how much is Ozempic? The people who made Ozempic, how much is that worth? And I can, wait a minute, what's the customer base? America's vanity? Oh yeah, here, just.
Or diabetics.
Or that's right, or diabetics.
More importantly.
We don't know the consequences. It seems like it's still in a phase where if you don't want to take the vaccine and you're scared of what things can do to your body, taking something that just makes you lose weight when everybody wants to lose a little bit of weight, it seems like a great business.
Doug Peterson was definitely wearing the visor just to show off the flow, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He's got great hair.
Yeah, good salad.
Salt and pepper.
He does it well. It also, Doug Peterson, though, to explain this to me, because I do feel with him and the visor, there is something here that feels Jacksonville gritty. Gritty, like lived hard, hard scrabble.
Like it didn't hit the same in Philly.
But everything happening Doug Peterson is a different time. 1970s Trans Ams, like that man ruled the earth. That a man that looked like that ruled every neighborhood in 1970.
Absolutely. Got cowboy boots on, flicking a Marlboro Red out the top of the window.
Yes, yeah. No, all the other husbands and fathers were scared of that man when he walked through. Yeah, and he walked through with his visor and his hair and jeans, and all the women loved him. And of course, he would lead your team to 10-7 and disappointment in the playoffs.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Don Levitard.
I don't want to be too extreme on this, but he failed America.
Stugats.
Okay. Very good.
This is the Dan Levitard Show with the Stugats.
Give me the Ohtani details, please.
Glad you asked, Dan. Okay, so we've got a lot to cover in a short amount of time. Obviously, you see we have a lot
Not your details.
Webs.
I want the factual
details. No, these
details.
Are the facts.
I know, but okay, those are some facts, but I want to get the facts from our executive producer who's insistent here that we get to the sports facts of the day, because we're 20 minutes on what might be the biggest sports scandal of our time.
To Billy's point, there's not a lot we know for certain. The one thing we know for certain is that bank records show Ohtani's name on two $500,000 wire transfers sent to an associate of Bauer's, which is a gambling, like under...
Syndicate.
Yes, like an illegal gambling outlet.
But syndicate sound... Yes,
I love that word.
It's a great word. Let's talk about this for a second, though. But syndicate...
It can't be called a syndicate pretend he doesn't know what's going on. If the word syndicate is in it, you know.
It sounds like some John Wick.
Let me not wire you any
March
money.
Is a big month for syndication.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a great word. Why is there a syndicate in the middle of this?
Well, it's not in the middle. It's more off to the side, right? The whole situation is that the syndicate was investigated by the U.S. government, right? Which is where they found Ohtani's name, right? So we go back up to Ohtani. Yeah, I erased it with my finger. My bad.
Yeah.
So if we start with Ohtani right at the top, right? Mizuhara, his translator, has a lot of things going on. He, quote unquote, has been gambling with Boyer, whatever, however you pronounce it, who is the head of the syndicate, right? He gets caught with a $4.5 million debt. They're figuring out, hey, where did this money come from? How did they do the wire transfers? That was part of the U.S. government investigation. So we go back to Mizuhara. He says, I didn't know it was illegal.
Yeah.
I bet on DraftKings before. I thought that this guy was just another guy that I could gamble with. Wrong. ESPN interview comes up. Hey, I'm bad at gambling. This is incredible. What? Bad gambler. That's another part. Bad gambler? Question mark. How can you be that bad of a gambler? So ESPN,
you can be.
Yeah,
I don't understand that point.
What is that point? Some opinion.
He says it.
Tony, keep your politics out of this.
He says it in the actual article. If you guys read the article, Mizuhara comes out as part of his statement, says, "I'm a really bad gambler. It snowballed out of control. Yeah. There's nothing I can do about it," which is why it's.
But
a point.
You said, "How can you?
How can you be a bad gambler?
We'll how can you be that bad of a gambler?"
Just stop right there, for just a second, okay?
I'd love to get to still.
I know, but we're going to talk to somebody. Right? The LA Times is following this story more closely.
Why we have Tony
than we are.
Me and him could talk about it, the guy from the LA Times.
I'm just really confused right now, and maybe more details will come out, and I'll seem like an idiot.
I can clear this all
question.
Up.
Why is this interview being done? Why is somebody being put in front of a camera to say an explanation here for what happened, and then everyone starts backtracking, and makes it obvious to all, wait a minute, that's not the interpreter. Like, that's an obvious fall guy. Like, he was thrown out in front of the cameras.
We don't know that. We don't know allegedly. That he was an hold obvious.
Throw away all journalistic credibility and get reckless. Here is something we like to call reckless speculation.
What we know.
You're good.
It's the leap everyone's making.
No, but we don't need to make that leap. We don't need to make that leap.
We're just covering
you. We don't know enough.
Notice how this is a web of facts. There's no leap here.
Yeah. Well, the bad gambler thing was a kind of a question.
That's a question.
That wasn't a fact.
That's
a question. What we do know is this. There was a story. They tried to paint Shohei as the good guy who was bailing out his friend. He then elaborated on this story and told more story. Mm-hmm. And then Shohei's people quickly realized, even in this story, Shohei's implicated for a crime. So
yeah, Tony has it right
we
here.
Now need to change our story.
So he
right
does
there.
The ESPN interview, and then they go, wait, no.
Yeah.
Massive theft?
Wait, no.
They said, wait, what? No. What? Massive okay. theft? Who?
All right, Billy?
It ends at who?
I think what we can all agree on here is that the real crime is that California is not a DraftKings state.
Yes. Amen.
And if they
yes.
were, Amen. None yes. of this would even have
Amen.
Come
up. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Ohtani, you want to avoid
Recall
all of this?
Recall Newsom?
It's so easy to
Finally,
avoid all of this.
Somebody should have mentioned it earlier.
Gambling has been so normalized so fast.
Brian Kelly, big visor guy.
Yeah. Does that make it better or worse for the visor?
None of these are good.
Yeah. No. Doug Peterson, come on.
I might have to switch to hats.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Don Lebatard.
Punctuate this segment with what is your strike three call?
Well, strike one would be strike! And then you stand up and you give a good point to the right.
Stugatz.
That's same for strike two. But strike three, you get down low. You got your hands behind the catcher. All right. The right arm goes up into the air. Yeah! And then you finish it with the punch. Oh, the right arm flings way up into the air. Yeah! Yeah! And you finish
I
like
wish
a
I could see that. It's terrible. The audio's great. Like,
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz.
This is exactly what this man should look like, working in the bowels of journalism, doing good reporting, doing the hard stuff nobody wants to do anymore, in the dirt of investigations. Gustavo Arellano is a columnist for the LA Times, and his paper, he's one of four bylines on this story involving what could be a pretty seismic scandal if more reporting unveils what looks like right now a real cluster bleep. So, Gustavo, thank you for joining us on the West Coast. Walk us through your reporting on this. We've done a very poor job of that this morning. walk us through your reporting on how it comes to be that this story comes to be.
First and foremost, thank you so much to have me. It's an honor. My cousins are finally paying attention to something I've ever done in my 25-year career, all because of you.
Yes, thank you. And thank you for your work, because these stories are hard to report, and they need vetting. And I just couldn't believe that from what I've read so far this morning, it feels like the reporting was far out in front of the people reacting to it, because they didn't know how to react to it yesterday, and they did so very poorly. So walk us through your reporting, please.
So this is how it goes. For years, the federal prosecutors in Southern California have been investigating these gambling rings, illegal gambling rings. In the past, well, currently one of them has got caught up Yasiel Puig, the former Dodgers player, who has pleaded not guilty to betting on, you know, betting illegally. So what ended up happening in the course of one of these investigations, sources told us that one of the names that had been part of one of these rings was Shohei Ohtani. And so we got a hold of it. We reached out to Ohtani's representatives. They come back and they tell us, oh, well, we didn't know anything about this. But by the way, we didn't know anything about this. And we asked his translator, Mizuhara, what's up with this? And apparently, this is according to them, Mizuhara said was not forthcoming. So then they come to us and they're like, oh, Dodgers are like, by the way, he's fired. Ohtani's attorneys, their exact quote, we have found out that someone has engaged in, quote, massive theft of Ohtani, and we are going to pursue whatever's possible, like, and any legal recourses. And yeah, that's a story that has been told through them, and we'll leave it at that.
Does that ring true to you? I know you're a columnist, and there's some reporting here, and so I want facts separated from opinion, and I don't want to be gratuitously scandalous, but walk me through, because you guys have to lawyer all this stuff, and you guys have to be very careful about the reporting on this. So when that's the explanation, after how many days was that the explanation, and how bumbling was it, or how orchestrated was that as the response?
I cannot speak to that because we are continuing to report the story. What I can say is that we have been working on this story for a while. Once we told them what we had found, there was initially, we don't know anything about this. And then all of a sudden we get this and we're like, that's interesting. And so that's what we had to run with. But running with something doesn't mean that the story is done. Running with something doesn't mean that there's not going to be further examination of what's going on. And that's now the game that we're going to have to play.
Well, when you say running something, because now the information really, now people will get real information, because you're only able to get this on the outskirts of this because suddenly you're reporting around a syndicate. There are investigations going on. But now we'll get closer to what's real here. And what is the story's next steps in your mind?
Remember, this is something that has been going on, these illegal gambling rings, for a long time. One of the people involved with Ohtani's name came up in an investigation for a guy where I'm from in Orange County, Matthew Bauer, who has, it's alleged that he's running this illegal gambling ring. What we do know that there's been legal, he's had to pay out $1 million to certain casinos for not being able to pay his markers. So that Ohtani's name is connected. And by the way, the feds are not saying he's done anything wrong. No one is saying he's done anything wrong. Bauer's attorney says my client has never had anything to do with Ohtani at all. All the blame currently by Ohtani's representatives is being put on Mizuhara, his translator, who has been by his sides from the moment, really going back to when Ohtani was back in Japan and came here with him with the Angels, was going to be with him with the Dodgers, was still translating for him, by the way. When we were asking these questions, as recently as Wednesday, our story dropped Wednesday. So Wednesday night in Japan. So something is going on, and that's what we're trying to get at.
All right, Gustavo, I need you need to walk us through something here, because you really are surrounded by books here. And I believe I'm going to report this exclusively right now. This man right here is the last standing journalist in America, even though he is sitting. He is in a room full of books and he's protecting journalism here. When your byline appears on this story, your byline means everything in that story is fact. You are a columnist. You are paid to give your opinion. Separate for me the reporting on this with what you, the opinion columnists, thinks happened here. Where are we in this story? You have said Ohtani has not done anything wrong, but you have presented in front of multiple cultures now the possibility of a giant sports scandal. What do you think this is?
My, how could I put this? Lo voy a decir en español para que no me pongan atención. Mis jefes me han dicho que por este artículo soy reportero, no puedo ser columnista, entonces no puedo dar mi opinión, pero lo que sí puedo decir es que algo está pasando y Otani es el jugador más mejor en el mundo y que él está en este escándalo, pues chingazo, ¿verdad?
Okay, this is excellent. I'm going to
say Shohei did it.
I'm going to translate
don't
that.
Don't do that to Gustavito.
I did not say that.
Do not do that to Gustavito. Stop that,
Billy.
Penalty Oye, para fuera. Para fuera con él.
Penalty box.
La gatija.
Out. Out. Wow. Out, Billy. Out. This is a big suspension. This is. I don't know what the penalty needs to be. That is not what he said.
How did he do that, Dan?
That is not you. That is not what he said. What he said, and I'm sorry to do this to you publicly, Gustavo, because you and your paper, what they're doing to you here is an act of sheer cowardice. You just told us that you're only allowed to do this as a reporter. You're not allowed to give your opinion on anything here, even though you're an opinion columnist. And I appreciate the journalism in this, but you are talking to your friends about what your opinion is in private. And I want that opinion because you know more than anybody here about what's actually happening so far, because this is going to unspool into something. That's not a matter of opinion. Because all he said, Tony, the short translation on what he was allowed to say is something is happening here.
He said
here.
Something happened to the biggest baseball player in the world. I don't know.
Something is happening here is not an exclusive report.
There was also a curse in there somewhere.
Yes. What was it?
Oh.
Yeah, what did he say?
I said chingazo. I don't think Cubans say chingazo. I'd say coño. Maybe coño.
All right. So you're not allowed to tell us what you think happened here, but what are some plausible probabilities that we can walk through based on the facts in your reporting?
I am totally allowed to say my opinion, of course, because I'm a columnist. But this is what I'm just telling you what we know, that here you have the biggest name Otani in the world for professional sports coming up in a federal investigation involving a guy who has a shady past. We are still going through this, as everyone is. There has been no charges filed. Bauer's home was raided in October. He has, of course, denies anything. There has been no charges filed against him, though. The feds, they are not talking. They did not give a comment to us or anyone else who is reaching out to them. So this investigation is ongoing. But, you know, if you want to put it in, just based on the facts, the biggest baseball player in the world, his name has popped up in an investigation. What his side is saying, that it's his translator who has been by his side forever, as long as he's been in Major League Baseball. He is accused of, this is what the attorney said, massive theft. You do not say massive theft just lightly. When myself and my colleagues, Nathan Fenno, Adam Elmarek, Dylan Hernandez, Jack Harris, and Paul Pringle, of course, our editor, when we put our bylines to something, anytime, yeah, you can say whatever you want online, but when you're going to put it in a page for the Los Angeles Times, yeah, we have our facts and we're going to run with the facts that we have. That much I can say.
It seems like either way, we're just dealing with either scenario, Otani is a great friend who is just picking up a friend's gambling debt, or this guy, the translator, is a great friend because Otani has a huge gambling problem and he's taking the fall for it.
Okay,
but so either way, there's a great friend here.
Okay, that's the reporting. That's the reporting. Either way, there's a great friend.
That's my takeaway.
Okay. How suspicious did how strange did you find the interview and the reaction to the interview?
So you're talking about the ESPN interview where where Mizuhara says one thing. And then later on, he says, oh, no, you know, they basically canceled the interview, what he said. At first, he said that Otani was there with him writing these wire transfers. ESPN had these wire transfers that showed that there was two $500,000 transfers to a third party that went to Bauer. Look, when you're a reporter and you interview somebody, and then all of a sudden they say, oh, no, that didn't happen. You have to wonder what is going on. And there's wondering, and then there's reporting. And any, you know, any reporter worth their weight in salt, they're going to continue to report. And that's what we're going to do at the Los Angeles Times.
It's just sort of funny as a controversy from the bowels of all those books. Like, you're saying something is happening here, and that's all that was reported today. Like, that is what the scandal is so far. There's an investigation into something is happening here. It might be massive theft. Tony, give us before Gustavo gets out of here, give him your theory succinctly put, please.
Well, again, this is not my theory. This is just the facts as we talked about it. Yeah. Gustavo, good to see you. Good to meet you. What I have here is Mizuhara, who's connected to Bauer or Boyer. We don't really know how to pronounce his name. I also heard that you didn't either, so that's good to know. But we have a couple webs here. I don't know if you can see my board. We had Mizuhara at the center of it, right? Then we had the ESPN interview, and then he said, wait, no, that's not what happened. What happened is a massive theft, but who? Who is the massive theft from? That's what we're trying to figure out here. That's the story.
And it's too early. It's too early, right, to say, Gustavo?
No one's questioning that it'd be Ohtani the theft was from.
No, but who stole it? That's what we're trying to figure out.
Who's gambling?
This looks like a web from that meme of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. How did that one come out?
Nailed it. But it's also been right because every time you've said something, I've pointed at the web because you've said something that I've had on the web.
All right, Gustavo, thank you. Yes, the audience has caught on to us. Gustavo, thank you. That is Fred Armisen. This has all been a skit. It's been a journalism skit. Thank you, Gustavo.
Un placer. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Gracias.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text THIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text THIN to 200-300. That's THIN to 200-300. THIN to 200-300.